Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? It is Friday. It is pre-Super Bowl Friday. This is The Cave Show with PLR. How is everyone today? I am hyped. So we signed off yesterday, and guess what? NBA has a huge trade. What the hell? We're going to get into that. And no, it's not AD. I guess Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki are all-stars after all. Julius Peppers retires after 17 seasons. And we're going to have rapid fire at 110. You get some calls. Give me your picks for the Super Bowl. It is Friday, y'all. This is The Cave Show with PLR. We are brought to you by the one, the only, Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located in Chandler, Arizona. The official watch party for the big game this Sunday. 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have are sent you from The Cave Show, and they will definitely take care of you. They now serve beer and wine, so definitely get in there, let them know that PLR sent you. And like I said, 10% off of any cigar purchase that you may have. There's 9 televisions in there. No matter where you are, the game will be on. The Open will be on before that. So get down there, 4901 South Alma School, locally in Chandler. That's Chandler and Alma School. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Let them know PLR sent you, and they will take 10% off of any cigar purchase. There are restrictions. Please check with Maduro's for those. Welcome, everyone, to Friday. It's the Friday before the Super Bowl. There is so much going on. Like I said, Porzingis traded, not AD. Greg Popovich calls Dale Demps and says, hey, don't bend over backwards and help the Lakers. And there's this little game coming up on Sunday. Will Brady be the oldest quarterback? Will Belichick be the oldest coach to win? Or will McVay be the youngest coach to win? We're going to find all that out as we move towards it. I have a caller on hold. We're going to open up these phone lines, 917-889-7828, 889-7828. All calls made via the Kelly Lackey Law Line. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for holding. This is PLR, and you are in the Cave Show.
Good afternoon, Paul. It's your Super Bowl guy here.
What's up, buddy? How are you today, Lou?
2 days and counting.
It's here. It's upon us. Finally.
It's about time. Yeah. Okay. Is it gonna? Yeah. Golf against Brady. Yeah. Experience versus youth, as I like to call it.
Yep. And the same with the coaching.
Mhm. That's true too.
Youth against experience. So this
usually
is going to be very interesting.
Well, it's usually how I think the experience usually wins out. And.
Very
also heard that, you know, Goodell was in talks with you-know-who about getting a contract extension for another 3 years because Brady says he wants to play till he's at least 45.
If I told you name me the top 10 quarterbacks, or let me do this. If I told you name me the top 15 quarterbacks in the NFL right now, is Brady in there?
As much as I hate to admit, yes.
If I said, name me the top 10 quarterbacks in NFL, can you give me 9 better than him right now?
I wish I could.
If I tell you, name me the top 5 quarterbacks in NFL, can you give me 4 that are definitely better than Tom Brady?
No, I'll give credit. Look, I'll give him the credit he deserves, but that does not mean I'm ever going to be a fan of him or the Patriots.
I get you, but you know what? If that man says he can play the 45, look, I don't know if he can play the 45, but it sure does look like he can play the 42. So
yeah.
If they give him another year or two,
well, wait,
I don't know about 45.
There was one other player that played 47, wasn't it, Anderson?
Oh, the kicker?
Yeah, I guess kickers, I know they don't have the same impact because, they're not running up and down the field, but still, it's still old to be playing football.
Well, Adam Vinatieri just signed on with the Colts, and he's 46.
Yeah.
He's going to play one more year. He's already 46.
Vinatieri's
done. We can go back in the day if we want, but George Blanda played till he
Blanda.
Was, I want to say, 48, 49, and he was a kicker, true, but he was also a backup quarterback. So there's some freak. Yeah, he was still the kicker, but he was also the emergency quarterback. Now, he didn't play, but if anything had happened, he would have had to, it would have been his job to go in there. So, hell, I think Warren Moon played till he was 44, if I'm not mistaken.
Something like that, yeah. But Vinatieri, he's on a downward trend, though. I don't think you're going to see him return to where he was.
I don't think you'll see him return to where he was, but you know what, Lou,
no.
You look at some of these kickers in the NFL, there's a couple that you tell me I could have Vinatieri or have them, I'm taking a 46-year-old leg.
Yeah, maybe the Vinatieri, maybe they would have won last year's Super Bowl, too. So I've got to factor that,
but
too.
You know what? But you know what? Look, the guy they have isn't bad. They've had – when Belichick came to town and Brady came to town and they started winning, they've only had two kickers. They've only had two kickers. Vinatieri and Gaskowski. That's it.
I almost said it,
San Diego. The L.A. Chargers went through that in 3 weeks.
Yeah, but Vinatieri was, your game winner. Not once, but twice.
True, but Gaskowski has to be doing something right. He's had that job since Vinatieri moved on to the Colts. So, and that goes back to what I was saying before. You with the Patriots, love them or hate them, they find guys that can do a job and do the job well, and they stick with those guys that can do the job well. You don't see with Vinatieri, they didn't go out and try to find a kicker that kicked 70-yard field goals. They had a kicker. They had a range. They knew what range they wanted to get in, and he made those kicks. With Gaskowski, they have a kicker. They know what range they want to get in. And you know what? He may not kick 60-yarders, but he hits every 40 or 50-yarder. So that's the guy they keep. That's the one. That's the one thing about the Patriots that, like I said, love them or hate them.
Yeah.
They find the guy that does the job that he's supposed to do, and they do it, and they deliver.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
So.
Yeah.
So, Ari, I want to get to your pick before because I. Open lines, this out on social media starting at 1:10. I'm going to have people just calling in rapidly. I do have a guest scheduled, but I got a text just before, and they said they're not sure, so I don't want to call them out with name until they actually text me back and say they are confirmed. But I want your pick, Lou. I need to know who you're with. I need to know who you're rolling with. Tell me, who's going to win
the
Super Bowl?
It's going to be a blowout. The Rams don't have much of a chance. So it's going to be Patriots 35, Rams 10. Sorry.
Wow. That is
I know. Call me crazy.
Do you realize it was 19 years ago when this whole thing started? And you know who was favored in that Super Bowl? The Rams. And you know who they were favored against? The Patriots. And you know what ended up happening? The unthinkable beat the greatest show on turf. And that started the whole thing. So, are these the bookends? Is this the way that it ends for Brady and Belichick? Or is this the start? How apropos would it be that the Rams come back, win this game? And then for the next few years, they're the team everybody's chasing. Either way, I have you down for 35-10.
Yeah.
And a blowout for the Patriots. And I know how happy you were to make that pick, because I know how much you love your Patriots.
Oh, boy. And they think I'm sarcastic. Okay.
All right, my friend. Well, I hope you watch it in a good, safe, fun place. And enjoy it. And we'll touch base hopefully on Monday. And give me what your thoughts were of the game.
Hey, if you get a chance, try to call my show tomorrow. I'm on between 4 to 6 your time. I think it's 4 to 6 your time.
You know what? That actually might be doable, because my kids have a basketball game, and I think it actually ends at 3. And are you on social media at all?
Well, I have a Gmail account, and I'm on Facebook.
Okay, I'm going to give you my email, and email me all the information. My email is prichardson@thesportscave.com. And remember, cave is with a K.
Wait, K or just the letter K, right?
With the K, yeah. prichardson@thesportscave.com.
Okay, you'll send it to me, though?
Yeah, send me all the show info so I can, if I get a shot, I want to give a call in.
Okay, so I'll see if I can get your email and stuff. So I'll do the best I can. Thanks.
Yeah, that's my email. So, and like I said, it's thesportscave.com. And then email me thesportscave.
PHE Sports Cave.
.com. prichardson@thesportscave.com. Yep. prichardson@thesportscave.com. And shoot that over to me. And like I said, I should have an opportunity. I'd love to call your show.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
All right, buddy. Talk to you then. I want to get more into football. I want to get into all that stuff. I do want to touch on this trade yesterday. Like I said, it happened just as we were signing off. The Knicks and the Mavericks. Knicks got Dennis Smith Jr., Wesley Matthews, DeAndre Jordan, and a future first-round pick. Make it 2. And the Mavericks got Kristaps Hardaway Jr., Trey Burke, Courtney Lee. I want to see how all this works out. But in the meantime, we're going to rapid fire. We're going to open up these lines. When I bring you on, tell me your name. Tell me who's picking. We're going to start it right now. First caller, thank you for calling the Cave Show of PLR. Who are you and who you got?
This is Michael from Chandler.
Mike, what's up, buddy? Who you with, my man?
524.
Say that again? Is that the Patriots or the Rams? Who you taking?
Patriots. Patriots, 35-24.
35-24, bet. Thanks, buddy. I'll get with you. Next caller, you're on with PLR. This is the Cave Show. Thank you for waiting. Who am I speaking to, and tell me who you got?
Kyle, friend of the pod. I've got the Patriots by double digits.
This is funny. Don't give your first name, Fleegs. Don't give your first name. This is Dragon Bender's dad that he doesn't know is his dad. Don't let Mr. Sons debate fool you. You're picking a Patriots?
I'm taking the Pats. You don't ever bet against Tom Brady.
Do I have the right Kyle? Because I know there's another Kyle that always picks the Patriots. This is the right Kyle.
And I'll tell you what, I'm fired up about the Mavericks, my new favorite basketball team, picking up Kristaps Porzingis.
You can't have a different favorite basketball team when you are Suns debate.
Mavs debate.
It is not Mavs debate. It is Suns debate, and we're going to talk Suns because they're going to end up with Lonzo Ball, but we're going to talk that next week. All right, buddy?
All right, I'll talk to you then.
All right, thanks, sir.
Bye.
Fleeks called his first name and then says his new favorite team. is a team named Mavs when he's Suns debate. This is PLR. This is the Cave Show. Who's with me? Hello, caller. You are on air. Who do I have?
Oh, it's Kendall.
Photographer of the Cave Show, who's been by me for shows before. I say, who do I have? And she gets quiet.
Sorry, Kendall, I was doing something at the time. Nothing?
Okay, Kendall. Everyone knows you work for a sports company as well. You take the best photos in the valley.
Yeah.
You have to have an opinion that's accurate, and everyone's going to hold you to it. They're going to run to Vegas. They're going to bet their kids tuition on your pick.
Okay. I would like to see the Rams, but I would say that New England's going to win.
So you want the Rams to win, but you think the Patriots, so you're not going to bet against Tom Brady either, huh?
No, because I feel that it's just not in the cards for him to lose.
Does that
make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Well, just so everyone knows. So when you look on the website, or you go to Instagram, or you go to Twitter, and you see the really rudimentary pictures, those are mine. And then you see the ones that are all perfect, and they're photographed great, that's Kendall. Just thought I'd let everyone know. So that way they can tell the difference between the two. The perfect ones are yours. The non-perfect ones are mine. Hey, thanks for calling. We got work next week, so we will definitely be hooking up.
Yep. See you next week.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you,
You're
Kendall.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye. Don't allow on-air Kendall to fool you. She talks. So I got some Bradys here. I got four Bradys. No one is going to step out. No one is going to say that Brady can actually lose. Not one person is brave enough to pick the Rams. No one? Everyone here is a coward? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Everyone, though? Not one person is going to step out and pick the Rams? No one is going to step out and pick the boy genius? Not one person? Should I tell everyone that the Rams had a better record? The Rams beat some good teams. The Rams went down to New Orleans and beat a team that's still whining about losing. Got Drew Brees talking now. The commissioner should have said something. The commissioner should have did something. Whine, 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 whine. Shut up. Let me say it again. Your team lost. Don't get me started and going again. I have another call. I have four Bradys. Who's going to give me the Rams to win? This is the Cave Show. This is PLR. I need someone to give me the Rams. Who is in the Cave Show with me right now? Who are you calling to tell me who's going to win the game, caller?
Well, I sure ain't going to tell you that the Rams are going to win. You should know that.
Oh, we know who this is. It is
you
the unofficial owner. The unofficial owner of the Patriots is calling in. She
listen.
Is sporting a Patriots jersey right now. Chambers, what you
As
don't do football
speak.
Anymore?
Yes, of
you don't
course.
Do football
what
anymore.
Do you mean? Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, you fell off the face of the earth. You used to be an insider. You used to do all this. You just work for the Patriots now. Is that what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I just work directly
you just
for
work
the
for
Patriots
them
now. Directly. directly.
So another Patriots pick. Give me the score because
yeah.
you're the insider. You know everything about the Patriots. Give me the score.
Honestly, I think it's going to be like 41-37.
High-scoring game.
High-scoring game. Definitely going to be high-scoring.
Will it be like every other New England game where it comes down to the final, the last, whoever has the
yes.
ball last type scenario?
Yes.
Again, huh?
Yes, and we will
okay.
make sure that we have the ball last.
So, are you, any L.A. specials? I know last year they ran the Philly special on you. They have any L.A. specials this year? Anything like that?
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. Hopefully we're not looking at another back-to-back loss in the Super Bowl. We can't really afford that. So I'm going with New England. I'm going high-scoring game. I'm in 41-37.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. Good looking out. And we will definitely catch up before this weekend is over. For sure.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
All right, now. Thanks,
How's
Chambers.
Everything? Who's your pick? Who's your pick real quick?
I'm saving my flash. Yeah, listen. I'm saving my flash. I'm getting everybody else's
okay.
pick because all these people are cowards. And I'm calling them all out. They're all chickens. Everybody's picking
well,
a basic.
Well, you know, I am the truest fan of the truest fan, and I've never gone against my team. So, you know, I am not a bandwagon fan right now.
Not by any stretch of the imagination. I knew as soon as I heard your voice, I thought you were there with Tom Brady. I was expecting to hear Tom.
You know, you never know where I am. You never know where I am. I can't disclose my location. Top secret.
Exactly. That's why I said I thought for sure wherever he was, you were too. But I got you.
All right, I'm gonna tune in. I gotta see what you pick.
All right, now I'll get with you. Thank you for calling.
All right. No problem. Anytime.
All right. Who do we have next? Do we have someone with some guts? Do we have someone that's going to pick someone other than the same old thing? This is PLR. This is the Cave Show. Caller, who are you with?
Yo, what's up, Paul?
Intern Ryan. He is no longer an intern, but he can't shake the name. Not an intern, but he's still an intern.
You know who I got, man? Going with the Rams in this game.
There we go. Finally, someone who's stepping out on the wedge. Now, let me ask you. Full disclosure here. Are you going with the Rams because you think the Rams are going to win? Or are you going with the Rams because you are a diehard Miami Dolphins fan and you hate the Patriots?
I do hate the Patriots, but I think the Rams are going to win. I don't think it's going to be close either.
Wow. A blowout. 917-889-7828. You can give a call in. You can also text at the Sports Cave. Tweet at the Sports Cave. Ryan has just said it won't even be close. It's going to be a blowout. A blowout.
I got Rams. 34-20 Rams.
So it's not even one of those close 34-20s. It's like a Patriots get a garbage, make it 34-20 type 34-20.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think it'll be that. I think the Patriots will stay behind by like, you know, one or two scores of the whole game. I think the pass rush for L.A. is just too much. You know, that's how the Giants beat them, man. When the two times the Giants beat them, they had those defensive lines with Strahan and Austin Umeniora, and they had those nice lines. There's someone else I'm forgetting, too, but the Giants had that pass rush, and they were able to hit Brady, and it messed them up. Best D-line in the NFL with the Rams. They're going to disrupt Brady's timing. They're not going to be close. I think the Rams take it, and easily.
There it is. And just so you guys all know, usually Ryan takes over the Cave Show on Wednesdays. We'll have the schedule out if that's going to happen this upcoming Wednesday. But usually Ryan takes over the Cave Show on Wednesdays, and he switches you to MMA. So we'll keep you updated on if that's going down this week. Real quick, Ryan, before you jump, this is all football, but I do have to ask you a basketball question. Yes or no, did you like the trade from the Knicks to the Mavericks for the unicorn, swapping Dennis Smith Jr. and just everybody else?
Uh, I think that I definitely like the trade, you know, and I'll tell you why. I think that, you know, obviously the Mavericks, remember when they had Nash and Dirk? Well, this is Nash and Dirk all over again. This is Doncic and Zingas, and they're basically they just basically hit the refresh button on the past 20 years of their franchise, and they're going to redo the same exact thing they did before. They got two amazing guys to build around now, and I love the trade for Dallas. For New York, I don't think it matters, you know, because they're clearing space for two huge free agents next summer. We'll see what happens. Plus, maybe the number one pick, too. So you're looking at a guy, at a team with, like, Zion, plus two big free agents next year. The Knicks will be okay. They're adding depth with those guys they got back in the deal. I like the trade for both teams, and I think it's going to be great for Dallas. I'm looking forward to Dallas being a competitive team back in the West again. It's going to be nice to see.
All right, buddy. Hey, man, I appreciate it. Like your pick. We have one Rams pick so far. You are the sole Rams pick. So, hey, thanks, buddy. I will catch up with you for sure before the weekend's over.
All right. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right, Ryan. Thanks a lot, my man. Later. So we are heavy football. If you have a pick, if you do want to call in, feel free, 917-889-7828. That is the Kerry Lackey Law Line. 917-889-7828. Give a call in if you want to get picks. Like I said before, I wanted to just touch on that trade for a minute, as well as touch on what's going on here locally with the Suns. And
this is Elio Cobo. This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
Thank you, Ellie. I just want to touch on the Suns a little bit. And it's more of a disappointing question. It's kind of rhetorical, actually, as well. But if you're the Suns fan, the Suns fan, like, to the heart, not bandwagon, you're a Suns fan, disheartening that you have Devin Booker, you have DeAndre Ayton, you have Mikal Bridges, you have T.J. Warren. You have all these guys that are good young talent, and you have one of the worst records in the game, and you don't have guys that even want to play for you and sign as free agents. And then you look at Dallas, who is just as bad as you were last year, and they're able to pull the strings, get a Porzingis, and I know he's hurt, but get a Porzingis, add him to a Luka Doncic, who is the runaway rookie of the year. Honestly, I think he could not play another game and be the rookie of the year. Add them with Harrison Barnes, ship out Dennis Smith, do all these things, and you're closer to a playoff berth than the Phoenix Suns are. And if you went before the season started, just roster talent for talent, the teams technically should be even. Hell, the Suns beat the Mavericks to start the year. But there seems to be just something missing. I personally think that something's going to happen. Moves are going to be made. I don't know if AD ends up with the Lakers this year. I know there is a push, and I've talked to a few people. There is a strong push that other teams do not want the Pelicans to send AD to L.A. Now, I think the Pelicans have to do what's best for the Pelicans, but here's my point, and I'll go back to it. Why trade him in a rush move when you can't field legitimate offers from every team and you don't know draft positioning from every team that may be able to offer you something? I know Rich Paul is his agent. I know the ties to LeBron James. I know all that stuff. But why do you want to rush to appease LeBron and the Lakers and Rich Paul when you can't really make a fair assessment until you know all those other things? So I honestly think they should wait. And then you give 82 choices. You can sit like Kawhi did last year, or you come back and play out the rest of this year. He's not a free agent until next summer 2020. And he's saying, hey, if you send me anywhere, it's just my resting spot till I get to L.A. Well, you know what? Let's see. Maybe his mind changes. Paul George didn't end up going to L.A. He didn't even take the meeting. Because now you're putting AD in a situation like this. Hey, I'm just going to be a resting spot till I get to LeBron. LeBron's going to be 36 if you wait until 2020. Will he still be the same LeBron? And will AD say, wow, instead of saying, hey, look, I'm going to go out there, join with LeBron, see what free agents we can get, because in a tough position. Because do the Lakers just say, well, fine, we want AD. No one's going to trade for it. No one's going to trade us to send him here. Are we going to sit on that salary cap money for another season? And basically make the signing of LeBron mute. And it is a win now then. Because there's no one else you want to play with, and you can't go out and you don't want to sign anybody else because you want to leave that slot open. Do you render the Lakers helpless for a year and a half and put them in limbo? See, that's what I find interesting. And if I'm a team in the West, I'm like saying, I'm putting them in limbo. Because what are they going to do? Bring back JaVale McGee for a year? Bring back Lance for a year? Bring back Rondo for a year? Just reset everything for a year? Let me give you this crazy thought. Let's say Brandon Ingram is really what he's cracked up to be and what they advertise. Let's say Kuzma gets better. And now Brandon Ingram and Kuzma are on that incline to be much better players. Do you then still give them up and let them walk or trade them away so you can make room for AD? Don't re-sign them. See, I think the Lakers, believe it or not, it seems like they're in a good position, but they're really not, because other teams can make them wait. And then you make the Lakers decide, do we sit and wait for AD? Do we go after a KD? Do we go after a Clay? Do we make a trade and try to bring in a Bradley Beal? So don't be fooled. The Lakers may have a whole bunch of young assets, but they're not in a great position everyone thinks that they are. See, you don't have to give up everything to get him if you're willing to wait. But are you willing to wait? Are you willing to press pause with the 38-year or 36-year-old star in a year and a half? Are you willing to do that? I don't know, but I sure would make them. I would not do them any favors. But that's just me. Now let me ask you this question. Did you think we were going to get through this little show? And don't think, I forgot. I still have my pick. But did you think we were going to get through this whole show without me mentioning that ASU beat Tucson City Junior College, known as U of A, yesterday in basketball, 95-88 in overtime? Did you think for 1 second I had forgot to mention it? Did you think for 1 second I was going to forget that Zion Tatum grabbed over 20 rebounds again? Did you think that I forgot Remy Martin is finally showing that great balance, knowing when to shoot, knowing when to distribute, knowing when to keep everyone involved, and went for 31-8 last night? Did you think I was going to forget that? That'd be like me forgetting that the Territorial Cup resides right here in Tempe. See, I can't forget that. Not going to forget that. Won't forget that. There is no way. I keep hearing the tide's turning. I really do. A friend of mine, Ashley, never made this point, and I agree with the 100%. And I said last night, I'm going to say it again. I love the fact that I no longer want ASU basketball fans to ever storm the court again. Never. Because you storm the court when you think a team is better than you, and I'm talking about the fans, not the players. When you think a team is better than you, and so you beat them when you weren't supposed to beat them. Stop thinking you're not supposed to beat teams. Stop thinking that. You're supposed to beat these teams. You beat Kansas the last 2 years. If you play them next year, you're supposed to beat them. You beat Xavier a couple years ago. You're supposed to beat them. Think that way. When was the last time you saw a Duke fan storm the court? You didn't, and you haven't, and you won't when they beat North Carolina. You know why? Because they believe they should beat North Carolina. So they don't storm the court. But this win means absolutely nothing, ASU, Sun Devil fans. If you don't follow this up with wins next week against Washington State and Washington, it really doesn't matter because you can't have – there aren't, according to the experts that are really down on the Pac-12, you can only have bad losses. If ASU wins out at home, I don't think there's any way you keep them out of the tournament. And if ASU can go on the road and take two from someone, there's any way you can keep them out of the tournament because they're going to have good wins on their resume and out of conference. Going to Georgia and winning in Georgia is a good win. Beating Kansas is a very good win. Now, they got a bad loss. Losing home to Utah, losing home to Princeton, losses. But I think the wins overshadow that. And if you get in with 23-24 victories and you go deep in a tournament, the Pac-12 tournament, even if you don't win, I think that puts you in a good spot. But, yeah, just thought I'd mention Territorial Cup football, it's up in Tempe. The butt whoopers of last night happened up here in Tempe. Go Devils. And I know you're thinking, oh, radio, you're supposed to be down the middle. When I'm working the game, I'm 100% down the middle. When I'm not working the game, go Devils. It's that simple. All right, so I know everyone's been waiting. So let me give it to you. You want to know who I'm going to pick. And I called all y'all cowards because everyone wants to pick Patriots. Everybody wants to pick Patriots. Patriots don't bet against Tom Brady. Get Chambers calling. She's probably wearing a Chambers jersey right now. Everybody wants the Patriots or think the Patriots are going to win. Everybody is Patriots, except Ryan, who went with the Rams. Oh, and by the way, let me just remind you, the official watch party of the big game is at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. 10% off all cigars. Some restrictions do apply. Just let them know PLR from the Cave Show sent you, and you should actually say that because you should be there watching one of the 9 televisions that will be showing the Super Bowl, previously showing the Open. 4901 South Almond School. That's Almond School in Channel Heights. Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, down serving beer and wine. So now, let me give you my pick before I get out of here and get my weekend started. Did I tell you guys that you can follow us at the Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, fan page? Cave is always with a K. You can also get us at thesportscave.com, where Cave is always with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Thank you all for joining. Hopefully you had a great week. Hopefully you enjoyed the weekend. Hopefully you enjoyed the Super Bowl. You want that pick, don't you? I am cowarding out, too. I'm never betting against Tom Brady. Patriots are going to win this game. It'll be close. Give me the Patriots over the Rams. I don't do scores. I don't know Miss Cleo. Book it on the Patriots. This has been the Cave Show with PLR. You guys have a great weekend.